Children, I think we first.
Elena?
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
An angel appeared to Mary of old. A beautiful story she was told. A baby boy will be born to you, because God is pleased with all that you do. Jesus will be your little baby's name. He shall be received with honor and fame. The angel returned to heaven above, and Mary's heart was filled with a newfound love.
To Bethlehem Mary and Joseph did go, to pay Caesar's taxes, which they did owe. They started from their home Galilee, knowing soon they would have the promised baby. When they arrived in Bethlehem at night, Mary was tired of the long, hard plight. When asked for a room, the innkeeper said no, so to the stable they were forced to go. In a rough manger with hay for a bed, Jesus was born, no pillow for his head. Mary and Joseph were happy to see the perfect baby, so precious was he.
The shepherds were watching their sheep. Suddenly a bright light shined. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, because I brought you good news." The angel appeared, "We bring you good news. Go to Bethlehem and you will see the newborn king." The shepherds obeyed, went to Bethlehem. They saw the baby in a manger was filled with hay. They rejoiced and went back to where they were guarding their sheep.
Wise men from the east. Wise men from the east saw a bright shiny star. They made ready to go on a trip. They knew from the prophecies a star will appear, announcing the birth of this king so dear. To the land of Judah they would go. They would now go. More about this baby they must know. With camels loaded with most everything, they started out to find the newborn king.
When they went to King Herod about this news, "Where is the new baby?" said the kings of the Jews. Herod said to the wise men, "Find the little babe, follow the star through. Let me know where. I will worship him too." King Herod was telling a very big lie. He will make plans by which Jesus will die. But in a dream, God told the wise men this, return away so Herod you will miss. In Bethlehem, the wise men found baby Jesus there. They gave him gifts with the greatest care. They worshiped Jesus. What a happy day. Then they returned home and a different way.
An angel appeared to Joseph one night. King Herod wants to kill Jesus on sight. Take your family and to Egypt flee. Go in the darkness so no one will see. They headed for Egypt. What a sad day. But to save Jesus, there was no other way. Mary and Joseph were by angels led, for soon Herod will demand all babies dead. Thank God for saving Jesus from Herod, the king. Let us praise God today for everything. Our Jesus is now in heaven so high. Someday, soon, he will come for us from up in the sky. I want to be ready for Jesus, don't you? Let us show that we love him in all that we do.
Next, Dor Babel will do a solo on the violin for us. Our final song for the day instead of the congregational song. And afterwards, we want to invite you to come back. We have fellowship dinner, but you're welcome to come back and partake with us. So, Paul, please come up again.
Oh. going to have our prayer.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this year's Sabbath of this year. Thank you, Lord, for giving us these children. And help us, Lord, to be good examples in our lives, in our speech, in everything, that we can lead them to you and bring them to you as you would have. Help us, not only with these children, but every child in our path. Help us to be your messenger and to bring them to you. Guide these children. Cover them with your wings. Protect them always. Thank you, Lord, for such a beautiful blessing you have given us this year. In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Can you give a big amen for the kids? They did a real good job.
Amen. Yes.
Okay, let us also thank Becky for working and Sam for working for the children. And also, you saw the beautiful coloring that was done on the pictures. Well, we have Sandy and Betsy. They colored those pictures. I started coloring, and then I looked at it and I saw, they said they love the color. So, you know, God has given us talent in this church to use, because I would have never come up with the scheme that they had there. And also, I would like to thank our young adults for participating in that. And especially, and I don't like to call out names, but I do like to give there, especially for Aaron. And for Christian, I mean, Aaron's car broke down. He could have very well said, well, okay, I can't get there. But he called his sister, and his sister was nice enough to go pick him up and to bring him, and he was willing to participate. So I want you to know that I am very thankful that you have him in there. I am very, very thankful for you for doing that. And for the children. And if you like this, what we are going to present to the board in the children's department is that every fifth Sabbath that we will involve our children in getting out and praising and worshiping the Lord. Because they too have a gift that they can bring to us, especially that gift of trusting, you know, without doubting for them. So again, thank you very much, Becky, Sandy. Thank you very much for the program for the children. For Matt, some of you got some nice letters for me, and I do appreciate that you answered those letters and did volunteer to work with us. Again, we want to train up our children in the way that they should go, and we do that by involving them in the church and letting them know that Jesus does truly love. Okay, thank you so very much.
Amen.